Well, the video, it's going to be turned into a DVD, is truly a result of what God has done in my life. I had been extremely ill. I had an inoperable brain tumor, and I was diagnosed with about 14 other different diseases from Mayo Clinic. And in the course of carrying this illness, the Lord showed me how to carry the cross. I had no idea when my illness was becoming very, very serious and everything was shutting down in my body, that the Lord had another plan. It was a plan of learning how to embrace suffering unlike any other point in my life. When one is given the gift, and I say the gift, I know it's hard for listeners to understand that when a cross comes, we always have to go ahead and look for the fruit of it. But the Lord brought me to see that carrying the cross was, as St. Paul said, a joy to the point of folly. I took a pilgrimage over to Medjugorje, not for a healing, but to make a pinnacle of prayer. And as a result of going over there, the Lord allowed me the gift of physical healing. But the most important part was not just the physical healing. He's using that as an awareness to bring people to a closer, I don't even know what the word is to describe, but a closer attentiveness to His inner workings in our lives. The Lord brought me closer to Him spiritually, but He chose Medjugorje for this healing to take place. He could have chosen anywhere or not at all. I made a promise to Our Lady and to Our Lord on the Hill of the Apparitions that I would not be like the other lepers who did not come back to give thanks. So this DVD is being brought back to my ancestors' roots, to where I really began. And it is a message of hope. And it's a message of love to know that, yes, every now and then God does say yes to a miracle. He does say no at times, but it's only because He knows what's best for us. So that's the whole purpose of the DVD. I really would like to have people who feel that life is not gone the way that they have, and maybe there's been a lot of turmoil or suffering in their life. The DVD is out there to let them know that there is a God who watches over every single step, every part of their undertaking. It is not, I know, anything that I've ever done that has merited this healing, but it really is a great act of mercy when God healed the lepers. Only one of them came back to give thanks. The other nine didn't. How many times in our own lives has God done something for us and we don't even recognize it? I can tell you, after what the Lord has done for all the days of my life, I will never, ever stop.
What do you expect life will throw up for you? What is your mission from this day forward?
You know, it's beautiful, like when you say, you know, about what will be thrown up in front of me. This is the beauty of what I found that happened to my soul when I started to surrender to God. And that means surrendering every day. You get up in the morning, you plan out what is going to happen, but you don't know. And if something doesn't go right, you offer that up to our Lord. The rest of my life, I really want to say the same thing that I said to Him when I was sick. When I wanted to echo the words of how Our Lady had showed us, that surrendering to the will of God when she said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." I am, you know, when she said, "I am the handmaiden of the Lord." And what Jesus showed us, "Father, your will, not mine, be done." I can tell you firsthand that surrendering of your own soul to God in that mannerism, I don't worry anymore what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't worry what's going to happen a month from now. I know that all I need to do is the 24 hours that God has given. What can I do to love more than I did before? How can I love my husband more? How can I love my children? How can I love my next door neighbor? That's all I want to do now, is just love and bear witness to His love. And I think if this entire world started to do that, love thy neighbor as thyself. Can you imagine the peace we would have?